Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast for January 3rd, 2013. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and we have some interesting news. I think I was poking around Wikipedia last night, and I'm trying to figure out if this article is bogus or not. And if it isn't, hey, it's good news. Apparently, there's a game called Life Force Centuries or Salamander Centuries listed, only it looks like it was put up there by possibly a prankster because it says, I think last night it said the game was announced at CES 2014. Today it said it was announced at E3 2014, neither of which have happened yet. It also had a URL to a page that doesn't exist. But if you're a fan of Salamander or Life Force, the possibility of a four-player Konami shooter on a high-def console, that's pretty exciting. There's no real... Okay, there is information on there, but I don't know if it's really happening or not, but I'm really hoping it is, because I want that game. I like Life Force a lot. A lot. I don't think you understand. A lot. But anyway, let's get into the news. This week on PSN, as far as I can tell, you can't get anything. That just seems to be the order of things. The Xbox doesn't seem to have anything new up either, but on the Wii U, you can download Mega Man X2. That's the Super NES Classic. Also, you can grab the 3DS demo for Bravely Default. It's a Square Enix RPG, which is being released in the US this year. It was out in Japan like 2 years ago. It is being relocalized for the US and Europe. I hear that characters have slightly more clothing and are now 18 instead of 15 because nobody wants to make American kids uncomfortable, which, hey, whatever was going to happen. That's sort of the lay of the land. If there's a Square Enix RPG, it's going to be changed for the US market. And that is pretty much all that is new to download this week. The Wii Store is back online, so is the 3DS Store, and that's about it. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Over 2,100 items are on sale in our New Year's sale. 600 items just had their prices slashed yesterday. You'll need to go to our site to see all the action figures, statues, t-shirts, comic books, and way too much more. So don't miss out on those. The sale ends soon, and don't forget if you spend $75, they ship free. New pre-orders are up, including Luigi, an Android figure from Good Smile Company with a warp pipe, a Bullet Bill figure, a little Goomba, and some smoke to put around the figure while he runs, alternate faces, alternate arms. It's nice. We also just received the Funko Pop Vinyl StarCraft Queen of Blades Sarah Kerrigan action figure. Vinyl figure. Whatever. It's a figure. It's 4 inches. It's nice. It's from StarCraft. You don't have one. Get one. And that's pretty much everything. Happy New Year. I gotta finish up this week's round of podcasts. Now that it's a new year, there are new toys just around the corner. Toy Fair is just a few weeks away, and I can't wait to see what the heck I'm gonna see there. I have no idea what I'm gonna see there. We got some rough ideas, but I'm hopeful. Supposedly, this could be a good year for Nintendo stuff, so here's hoping. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.